We have, of course, been witnessing protests throughout the Arab world, where in most cases, security forces have not launched major crackdowns on demonstrators. That was true in Egypt, but now in Libya, the government has responded with violence. The different reactions may be at least partly linked to the economic structures in the two countries. Adam Davidson with NPR's Planet Money team explains.
In Egypt, the military is big business. The Egyptian army owns hotels and washing machine factories and bakeries. The Egyptian army looks at protesters and they see customers. You don't shoot your customers. But in Libya, the armed forces and the government, they don't make money by selling things to Libyans. They make money one way. They sell oil to the rest of the world. Jeff Porter has been studying Libya's economy for years.
81% of Libyan industrial activity is attributable to oil and gas. Another 17% is the services sector. Most of that 17% is oil and gas services. So the pipeline construction or the port construction.
98% is related to
exactly,
oil and gas.
Right, exactly. Wow.
Libya has what economists call the resource curse. Countries with lots of natural resources, like oil and gas, tend to be extremely corrupt with repressive leaders. Why? Because those leaders make tons of money simply by controlling the natural resources. And they use some of that money to buy guns and mercenaries and the loyalty of some of the citizens. And all that gives them even more power and even more control. Muammar Gaddafi is fairly typical. He doesn't want other Libyans to start successful businesses and build their own sources of wealth. They might use that money to buy their own guns and mercenaries and to challenge him. So Gaddafi has nationalized most business. He's made it all but impossible for Libyans to become entrepreneurs. Mansour El-Khahia is a Libyan who now teaches at University of Texas at San Antonio.
There is no work in Libya. This is what a society that does not produce. Listen to me. It's over close to between 40% unemployment. People don't work. And people who do work don't work. They go to offices. They don't work.
Khahia told me that people who do have government jobs often take two jackets to the office. They show up in the morning, hang one jacket on a hook, and then, since there's nothing to actually do, they just leave for the day wearing the other jacket.
And you as a citizen come to get something done in the governmental department, wherever it is, and you say, what, is this person here? Oh, yes, he's here. His coat is right there. You see, he's somewhere in the building. And so you wait for 5 hours, never shows up.
In most countries, the ones without a resource curse, the citizens earn money by being productive, and then they pay the government through taxes. This doesn't always work out great, of course, but generally it means the citizens have at least some say over how the government functions. The leaders have to care at least a little bit about how the people are feeling. But Middle East analyst Jeff Porter says Gaddafi is like Saddam Hussein in the past, or leaders in Nigeria or Myanmar. He lives in a bubble, buffered on all sides by that huge oil wealth. This becomes an important issue when you start wondering what comes after Gaddafi. If the resource curse is inevitable, then you might imagine that Libya has much worse odds than Egypt at becoming a real democracy. Some leader will eventually take over those oil wells, capture all that wealth, and become yet another despot. But Porter says you can look at that wealth with optimism. After all, Egypt is a lot poorer than Libya. It's going to be really hard for the new leaders to make Egyptians feel materially better off. But in Libya,
the hydrocarbon revenue will give a new state some economic leeway, some fiscal leeway to explore new forms of government.
Because, Porter says, if all that oil wealth is shared with the people, Libya could become a really great place to live. Adam Davidson, NPR News.
Support for Planet Money comes from Ally Bank, offering sleeping money alerts to notify customers when their money could be doing more. Learn more at allybank.com.